out the window.
Yeah. Yep. It's a good theory. And while it's going on, you also know that if you put that 4-day block anywhere, you know, you might be 10 out. Like, it's just, that's the problem with chasing at times more than one team. You start with Van on the list, and they hit a wall or whatever they're going through, and then as Dallas gets on a roll, and then he gets on a roll, and that's why it's difficult at times to make up ground. But let's take that theory and just project it forward. We know we can make up 12-ish points in a short period of time if we got to get on a roll and win hockey games. I'm aware of who we're playing in the schedule. There are times late in the year, though, that can be a benefit, that playing the very best at times when they know they're going to the playoffs and heading in there, sometimes that can be a positive. You've seen it, that the teams that are either completely out of it or the dogfights are sometimes the more physical grinding games on you. While it's specific to Colorado, will be the rush has become a bit of an issue for us now. Very good transition team, very good straight line speed, and they get it to the net with some high skill. So, making sure that we can control that rush. I don't know how many elements there are to the game. There are four defensive components to a hockey game, so there's equal as many offensive components. We're still so much in stage one, and they put up 49 last night, and now I'm concerned that the foundation of where we started from, the good defensive game, the solid defensive game, starts to disappear. And we've given up 8 in the last 2 games. So this is human nature, and this is the part of the growth process. You build one part, but don't have it shrink when you go over to build something else. You want to keep that foundation there and add to it, and that's a challenge for us. But you look at the top 16 teams in the league, goals against, there's only 3 teams that aren't in that list that aren't in the playoffs. Like Dallas, they're 17th. So there's one, and then the other two in the other conference, Philadelphia and Toronto. That's a really important stat. So that will get to be, cornerstone of what we do. It's where we started. And then we still want to score goals, and I much prefer to coach offense to talk about the transition game and the offensive zone game, but that first one has to be there, or you don't even get to play in the playoffs. So we're going to stay with it.
Not about individual accolades, but a couple of Calder candidates, Trouba and McKinnon, do you think they'll see much of each other?
Well, hopefully one covering the other in the offensive zone. I guess it's going to happen both ways. You watch them on TV, so you don't get the full appreciation for what a player does like that in practice, but having the opportunity to be out with on the ice with Jacob is just so many times in practice and in games. You'll see a glimpse of something that you say, man, in a year he's going to do that. In 2 years he's going to get into that hole clean. And he's just got a wicked shot. You saw it last night, just about dropped the goalie, and there's just so many things in his game that he can do well. I'm not worried about any of the parts that aren't quite there that he'll grow into. So hard to play in the NHL as a defenseman, as a young first-year defenseman. But then to be a catalyst for a hockey team is really unusual. It's just been great to be around. Really enjoyed watching him. Yes. Yeah, so what are we balancing here now? We're balancing energy and execution. And I'll watch that as close as I can. We skated before the game last night, and because there was no morning skate, so we needed to be on the ice. We're going to have that situation happen again. So we're going to rest them until we get to that point that we're not moving the puck. You need time on the ice, you need practice time, so we'll balance that as best we can. But you would be absolutely right. This whole stretch will be viewed more as a playoff series in terms of how we rest our team. Yeah, he's not coming with us to Denver, but that he may be fine for Van.
Is everybody who's supposed to be healthy?
Yeah, all the guys, that there's nobody that played last night that we don't expect to be playing tomorrow.
Last night's offensive zone penalties didn't really factor in the game that much. How do you curve those?
So we talked directly about this, and watching the video in terms of the penalties, the charging, and the boarding, the stick ones just make you sour. You talk about it's got to stop, right? I mean, keep. But there's an area, there's a piece to those stick penalties that goes to the other part, the defensive parts of your game, that we have a lot of room to improve. So we're not as effective defensively with our sticks low. And we're also taking penalties with them, so they'll both go together as we can. It's a small, detailed, but a critical skill. And when you turn on the TV and watch the teams that are in the elite part of the defensive parts of the game, they're spectacular at it. And some of the other one, I think what happens sometimes is it's some of it's skill, but you look at the number of teams, those guys that are knocking pucks down out of the air, and. Pittsburgh for us in the East was one we could never figure it out, and never, we just chalk it up to skill, but there's got to be more to it. I mean, they just knock too many of them down. So the stick penalties driving, I will be more patient with the hitting penalties. You know, we don't want anybody getting hurt. You know, we don't want to hit on the numbers, but we want to finish those checks every day, all day. We're again, who are we? We like to believe we're a big, fast team, and we miss Scheife a little bit, and Thorburn's got some size to him, but when we play that game, it's going to be a full contact game. So well, I'm going to give him more room on that than the stick penalties.
Well, in the last couple of days, we've heard players talking about forcing things or being tight. How do you deal with that, or is that something they kind of have to work through?
Well, when we talk about it directly, why would we be... The forcing things and the tightness maybe go together, and when your focus becomes scoring goals, how do we score more goals? That's when I think you see that more often. So the first two games after the break, I didn't think anything of it because of the style of games the teams we were playing against, and teams that are coming off the break. I thought we first saw it in the Islander game because we get out there and said, okay, well, we should be able to generate more. And then you force things, and then you feel tight because the plays aren't there. And I thought that was a function of where the other team was in the standings. At 49 shots last night, yeah, we had, as someone described this morning, as muffins, a couple of muffins at the net. But we also had some good traffic and some good shots. And the answer is change the focus to what it's supposed to look like. We would like to be a high-shot team, high-volume team. If you're big and you're fast, you can get to the net for rebounds. If we try to play a perimeter game, this conference especially, even more so, far more so than the East, doesn't allow that to survive here. So we have one aberration, Chicago, but so much of that gets built from the back end, and there's so much of that really elite talent that they'll make those teams. But a lot, when you listen to those guys talk, it's keep things simple. You know, it must drive you guys nuts. It's the same speech from every. We just got to keep things simple, but there's a reason for it, because you can do simple things fast. So we want to focus on getting the puck to the net, getting to the net as quick as we possibly can, make the plays that you see, but don't force things, and that will relieve some of that tension.